You're listening to The Impulse Project, featuring music from the demo scene and the tracking community.
Alright guys, welcome to The Impulse Project. This is episode 23. We're calling this one last year because we're playing songs from last year. I am your host Ed, along with Brian as usual, and we're here to bring you some really cool tracks that were written in 2016, this being the first show of 2017.
2016 was a really great year, and there was a lot of really awesome combos, a lot of cool stuff that came out of them, and we saw a lot of, like, this just resurgence of, you know, demo scene music and people kind of re-falling in love with chiptunes and you know, wanting to be a part of it. And it was a really great year because I think we just saw this huge number, this huge spike of new releases, and a lot of really cool stuff came out of last year. So this episode is not like the best of 2016. It's not a comprehensive list at all. It's just a few tracks that Ed and I like that were last year, and we thought we'd kind of do a little recap on some of these tunes.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a lot of people are considering 2016 as probably not the best year to go down in the history books. A lot of really important entertainers passed away. There was a lot of political upheaval, at least in the U.S. and across the world. So hopefully this is kind of highlighting some of the more positive points of 2016. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Stretching way back into the demo scene music archives with this episode, but I think most of the tracks are even summer, maybe late summer, early winter. So
yeah, some of mine are actually really really recent, so there's some stuff from all over the year.
Yeah, I was actually, there was a few tracks I was thinking, oh man, we should play these, but they were Christmas tunes, and I was like, well, I guess we should wait for next year.
So which track brought us in?
I have this feeling that this might be like the track of the year, like in the sense that, you know, it's not, I'm not saying it's like the best, most amazing track ever, but I think it defines 2016 in my head as something, you know, new. The title of the track is called Dask Pop, and it was written by Daskin. And Daskin from the group Deadliners and Desire. And this is a 4-channel mod file at 27 kilobytes. And the title inside the notes in the mod file, it actually says, I cracked 2016. So when I saw this, I think he originally posted it in our Facebook group a few months back. And so I downloaded the mod file, and I was kind of looking through it. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, you know what? I think this is kind of like the demo scene 2016 anthem. You know, I think it's a great track.
I think it's got a lot of everything. I love that it starts off, not super, super fast, but at a very good energetic pace. And then it kind of slows way down in the middle. There's a really nice transition in between the two parts. And then right before it ends, it gets like super 80s. It reminds me of like those suspenseful moments that you'd hear in like Knight Rider or Airwolf, or like, you know, one of those 80s kind of vehicle-based drama shows that we always used to watch back in the day. It's just really good. It had a nice warm bass sound. The percussion was really fun to listen to because it would kind of bounce back and forth between the speakers, and the toms were very, very crisp sounding. So all in all, it was a great track.
Yeah, I think this track is, you know, obviously because of the title, Dask Pop, it's a throwback to Dask Pop.
Right.
And, you know, by Daskam, obviously. And so I think he did a really good job at capturing that sound. He's got these just crazy lead ends, just kind of both in separate channels doing their own thing. They almost sound disjointed, but then they, you know, hit up a certain part of the beat and they land together and then they kind of go off on their own again and then they come back. And that energy is so positive and so fun to listen to.
Yeah, creative stereo panning is really important when you've only got four channels to work with, and this track definitely succeeds in that.
Oh, big time. And you know, Daskam, he's done so much stuff. He's all over the place. He has great command of all different kinds of hardware and different kinds of trackers, and I think that this was just a fun exciting track to listen to. I listened to it like 12 times or something in the car the other day, and I was like, yeah, I think this is going in the show. So
totally. Yeah.
So a little bit about Daskam. We've actually heard from him on the show before. We played a track from him, and I think it was him and Virgil, maybe. But his real name is Bernd Hoffman, and this track was released on November 26th of 2016, and it took fifth place in the CompuSphere 2016 chip music competition. And there was actually a lot of really good entries in that compo. So, you know, fifth place, I think it should have been higher on the list, but there was a really awesome track by OB called Braxton. There was Fesk and Skeps, which I almost played today, but I went with something else. So there was a lot of really good competition, and there was a lot of really good composers that entered that that compo. But Bernd Hoffman, he's a German composer and senior, and he's been a member of the Deadliners and Desire. He used to be a member of Essence, TRSI, and Hardline, but way back in the day, he started on the Amiga 500, and this is around 1989, and then he slowly, you know, started playing around with computers and kind of getting used to them, and then he joined a group called Hardline, the one I just mentioned, in 1991, and as they progressed their skills, and they got better and better as a group, they created, or they kind of transitioned into another group called Essence, which was in 1992, only really like a year later. So he had been doing some kind of stuff here and there, not really super active in the scene for a few years. But then in 2014, and I mentioned this on the other show that we did, he created a new group called the Deadliners with Soundy and Maid. And this was mainly for a demo called 68,000 Reasons that was released for the Demo Days party that year. And I guess they had just so much fun working on it and collaborating on this project that they decided to keep that, you know, mini group together and keep moving forward. So
cool.
Yeah.
It's always nice when you can work with your friends and get stuff done together and have fun at the same time.
Yeah. And these guys were from different groups too. So it was kind of like they, you know, we'd have to ask Daskam himself, like, what actually happened. But the way I kind of interpret it is they decided they wanted to do a compo together or a demo, and they just kind of found, you know, a friend of a friend of a friend and made this band of hooligans.
Very cool. And
yeah.
And Bernd is a great guy. You know, we've chatted with him a whole bunch of times on the Facebook group. He's very good at explaining how he's made tracks and, you know, how he puts his things together. He always gives a lot of information about his music whenever he posts it on our group. So if you're not a member of the Facebook group, you enjoy this track, come join the group and you'll be able to see all of his stuff and get a lot of insider information about how he composes.
Yeah, and he actually released this, or this tune was released for another Amiga intro called Paradise, but I guess he had to change the ending a little bit because like the code couldn't handle the effects properly or something like that. But this, the way that we're hearing it now, is the best, the ultimate way, I guess. So yeah, it's just an awesome track, and I'm excited to hear what you've got next for us.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to turn the party volume down a little bit. This one is called Strong Last Days. And this is a SID file from Highway Guy. And let's take a listen. That was Strong Last Days by Highway Guy. That was a 4 kilobyte SID file using the 8580 chip. And that was not released for any compo or any party. I found Highway Guy actually through his YouTube channel. I guess you wouldn't really call him a scener. He just kind of creates C64 and he does some Famitracker stuff. And, you know, a couple other types of chip tunes, and just kind of really puts him on his YouTube channel. So that's where I found this. His real name is Liam Fay. He's from the U.S. This track came out July 27, 2016. And before we talk about the music, just for a little bit of context, the caption he put underneath this video is that it was written in honor of my dog who passed away yesterday. She was a greyhound, and we had her for around 6 years. So I guess this, you know, track, it does kind of bring forth a little bit of a longing at the beginning. It's kind of sad, but then it, I don't know, it almost feels a little bit triumphant towards the end. So maybe that kind of speaks to kind of the emotions he was going through when he lost his pet.
You know, this song reminds me, in the beginning, I kept thinking, you know that old song, There was a house in New Orleans.
Yeah, House of the Rising Sun.
Yeah, House of the Rising Sun, yeah. And so I kept waiting for those lyrics to kick in. but no, I liked it. The beginning was kind of slow to start, and I knew it was going to go somewhere because I know your style and tracks. I know it's going to go somewhere. It might take a minute to get there, but...
I like the slow burners. You're right.
Slow burners. And then as soon as like the beat like drops and it really picks up the pace, it changes the whole dynamic of the track. And I think that, to me, it's something that I would enjoy listening to if I was, you know, if I had a long journey ahead, if I was, you know, driving down the road with no, you know, ending in sight. I don't know. It had a really kind of powerful kind of approach towards the end of that track too.
Yeah, and it gets like really dancey in the middle. There's this little like blips in the background, and then those arps come in and they're just super, super fast. So it sounds like a completely different song by the time it ends. You know, I feel like it would be a great track for somebody like, you know, warming up when they're starting to like jog that morning or something like that. You know, right. You start a little bit of a walk, get the heart rate up, and by the time you're done, you're kind of sprinting towards that finish line. So
yeah, I know.
It was a lot of fun.
I got to say, even for a track that's nearly 4 minutes, I didn't get bored of it at all, actually.
Yeah.
And that I do get bored of tracks sometimes, like if they repeat over like this, you know, A, B, A, B, 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 A, you know, if they just do the simple patterns every single time, it kind of wears on me a little bit, but you know, this being 4 minutes or longer, it's just changing every 10-30 seconds. We're getting something kind of new, and it keeps it unique and fresh.
Yeah. And you know what's really funny is I'm looking at the YouTube page that I got this track from, and one of the commenters at the bottom says, "Have you ever heard of House of the Rising Sun?" And and Highway Guy commented back, and he's like, "No, I don't know what you're talking about." So I guess any similarities are completely coincidental. So yeah, that's kind of funny.
That's pretty funny. How could you not know that song?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's younger Kai, then he probably doesn't know. I don't know much about Liam Fay other than, you know, what I know from his YouTube page. So you can go over to YouTube and check out Highway Guy, and he's only got two original C64 tracks. This one and one other one, but he does post a lot of video game music that he's ripped, and then he's got some original stuff on some other chips too. So for a guy who really doesn't have a lot of experience with the SID chip, I think this showed a lot of talent.
Yeah, he's off to a great start. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
I wonder what he's using to the right stuff. Maybe Goat Tracker or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe we can get in contact with him and find out. That would be cool.
Be awesome. Anyways, let's move on to our next track. I think I'm going to go with one. And now, we've heard a track from this artist, actually. Back in episode 19, we played a track called Zebra Afro, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. That was a great track.
Yeah, by Corpsicle. So the track that we're going to listen to today is called Don't Get Cozy by Corpsicle from Insane. We'll be right back. All right, that was Don't Get Cozy, composed by Corpsicle from the group Insane. This is an AHX file version 2, and it is 14 kilobytes. And I picked this track because I hadn't heard it yet. And, well, I mean, it's brand new. So there's a reason why I haven't heard it, but I feel like I should have because I thought this was so much fun. Yeah. A lot of cool energy. I love the different effects that he's throwing in. There's the muted arps. There's almost like dripping sound effects. It slightly detunes in certain parts, and just the bending after that like melodic phrase that he does that consistently. I think that that's so clever, and for me that is like a very strong music scene trope. And I love to hear that. I think it's really awesome.
Yeah. You know, the title kind of started giving me like a music video rolling through my head as I was listening to the song. And I just imagine at the beginning, like there's a guy like stumbling out of a club drunk because you still have that kind of like pumping atmosphere in the background.
Right.
Every single note phrase kind of ends on a brrrr. And like, so the guy's kind of like tripping over himself. And it's like, he needs to get home. He needs to walk home. And he's like telling himself, don't get cozy. Don't pass out. You know, don't slink into that alley that looks comfortable because it's going to get cold tonight. And you know, it just kind of, the song kind of like wobbles towards the end, and you get these like weird kind of noises going around, like maybe cars passing or something. And then the end, it just kind of slides down on this noise channel. I just kind of imagined him finally like getting through his door and like passing out in his kitchen or something. It was just a really cool visual that went along with the song. And as I was kind of envisioning it, the song kind of like helped that vision. It really took me on a journey. It was really cool.
Yeah, I didn't have the same experience, but I like the track. No, it's cool. Like, I heard this, you know, me and you were kind of looking for stuff. We're kind of doing a little retrospect ourselves over the last week, trying to find some stuff that we may have missed last year. I mean, there's a good portion, you know, we can only see so much stuff. So I went through a bunch of different stuff released last year, and I came across this. And something hit me. It just bit me the right way. And the more I listened, the more I liked it. And at first I was like, okay, like I'll put this off on the back burner and we'll play it at a different time. But I just felt like this kind of is what I felt about 2016. I don't really know how to put that into words, but that was my 2016, and it worked really well as a track that represents last year, I think. But anyways, so Corpsicle. We've talked about him before. His name is Jonas Ahlander, and this was released in July 2nd of 2016, and it took third place in the Edition 2016 Old School and Tracked Music Competition. And I'm going to kind of reiterate on a few things here because we have talked about him before, but he's a Swedish demo scene music artist that used to go by the handle Elixir in the mid-90s, and he was a part of a group called DFX. And then I guess he left the whole demo scene, everything for a while, and then slowly started making a comeback around 2010. And then he changed his handle over to Corpsicle and joined Insane in 2014. But he's done a lot of different stuff, a lot of different SIDs, and he puts out really awesome bitchin' tunes. I mean, like, AHX format is kind of like the SID, like the chip emulation on the Amiga, so it retains a lot of that SID sound, that really, punchy kind of chiptune vibe. And I really like the way it sounds. I like the instrumentation. I like how he just explores the space in the tracker. I think it was a really awesome track.
Yeah, I've really got to dig my hooks into more Hively Tracker stuff because it does really have that SID sound that I love so much, but also combines a lot of those stereo effects that I love on Moth. It's like the best of both worlds.
Oh yeah, it's totally awesome. It's, you know, sometimes finding a player, unless you're using like Della Player or something, it's hard to find good playback because I've definitely had my share of players that do not make it sound like the way it should. But you know, it is a really awesome format, and if you have Hively Tracker and you can listen to it back on, you know, through the tracker, that's definitely the best way to do it. So moving on, what do you got, Ed?
Next up is a track called We Party Heart. It's another SID track, and yes, I did pick all SID this episode because why the heck not. This is from Spider Jerusalem of Mayday. We'll be right back. All right, Mom, that was called We Party Heart, and that was a 7 kilobyte SID file using the 8580 chip, composed by Spider Jerusalem of Mayday. And I say Mayday like that because it's got an exclamation point on the end, so you gotta shout it out loud.
Well done.
Yeah, that was released October 28th, 2016. It took 19th place in the X2016 music competition in the Commodore 64 compo. 19th place, man. I really enjoy this track. I think it was undervoted. You know, it's like we always seem to pick the underdogs in these compos,
that's
but they're always really good stuff.
Why is that? I mean, we do get some tracks every now and then where it's like first place, second place, but
yeah.
I feel like you're right. A lot of, like, maybe a good 80% of the tracks we pick are usually, like, way low down the line. Maybe it takes a certain person, and I think this track was definitely written for people like us and you guys listening. That those really screechy parts that are in there, it takes a certain kind of person to really love that, and I adore it. It's so good. It kind of grates on your skin a little bit, but it feels so yep. warm and cozy at the same time.
Gives you chills. Yeah, I mean, I've always really liked the glitchy stuff. I've always really enjoyed, you know, reggae and dub infused chip tunes. You know, this one just hits all those sweet spots for me. It just keeps on reinventing itself. It starts off really smooth, and then those kind of glitchy things start to kind of sift in a little bit, and then it just gets super noisy and then breaks itself down and then comes back to the main melody again. It does all sorts of crazy stuff. I never got tired of listening to it.
Oh, no, it was a blast. I had a great time listening to this one. And there's that part where it, like, sounds like it's flatlining and, like, the track, like, it's like the track is dying and then it, like, revives itself. I think that's pretty clever. That's funny.
Yeah, that was cool. What stood out to me about the track and the composer in particular is his name, Spider Jerusalem. He had to have gotten the name from a popular comic series called Transmetropolitan, which was written by Warren Ellis. And it's just this fantastic comic series that I used to read when I was in my early 20s, and it kind of takes place in a dystopian future, and Spider is this kind of crazy reporter that is kind of like trying to sift out corruption and everything in the government. And it's kind of like, if you read the comic today, it kind of looks a lot like the political landscape in the U.S. nowadays,
right.
You know, with crazy politicians who you never thought would ever get elected and things like that. So maybe that kind of speaks to his mindset a little bit, but he is from Germany. I don't know his real name. I haven't seen it published anywhere, but he also goes by the handle Spider J, with a hyphen between the spider and the J. He was a member of TriStar and Red Sector Inc. and Sven on Acid, and then he founded the group Mayday, with an exclamation point. He's been around since about 2008. He's done all sorts of stuff. He's not just a composer, so he's done trainers and cracks. He's done graphics and code on all sorts of different releases. You go to the Commodore database, and he's got a good, like, 25, 30 releases under his belt since 2008. So he is very, very active in the scene. And, you know, like I said, he's got some really good stuff. He's got a lot of reggae and dub style music, but I felt this one really kind of stood out among all his other tracks.
Yeah, that was a excellent track, and I'm excited to move on to our next one. I think this is my last track of the day. Man, are we already more than halfway done? Jeez.
I know, these shows go by so quick, don't they?
Yeah, man, I feel like we need to start putting more tracks in our shows.
I don't know. What do the listeners think? Maybe they can fill us in on that.
Maybe we just need to do more shows.
Yeah,
that's something. That's on our New Year's resolution for 2017.
Exactly.
All right, so this next track is called To Find Yourself, and it's composed by Quiet. We'll be right back. All right, that was called To Find Yourself, composed by Quiet. And this is a PT3 file done in Vortex Tracker 2. It's a three-channel AYYM file using the YM2149F in an ABC channel layout for the ZX Spectrum. That was kind of a mouthful, but that is the settings you need to make it sound this perfect way.
And if you don't understand what that means, go back and listen to episode 15 and you'll find all about it.
Yeah, I think this track is incredible.
It's fantastic.
It's so good. I was thinking, you know, it's been a little while since we played some Specky stuff on the show. And so I had like this huge folder that I put together of tracks that came out for, you know, ZX Spectrum, CPC, stuff like that. And I listened to it all in one sitting, all the way through. Like, I mean, seriously, it's like 3 hours at least. And this track, wow. When this track came on, seriously, and this track came on, and I dropped everything and I started writing my notes. In fact, if you look, this is the first thing I put in my notes because I didn't want to forget what I had heard, and I was so happy to share it. And so what I did was I actually contacted Quiet. So his real name is Dmitry Smirnov, and he released this track on July 30th of 2016. As part of the Crazy Siberian Party 2016 AYGIMN compo, and it took first place.
Hey, so for once, we finally picked a first placer, right?
For once, we picked a winner. Now, anyways, so I contacted him. I was like, I don't know much about, you know, all the sites that I went to try to find information on the guy were in Russian. He's a member of our Facebook group. So I was like, well, maybe I'll just text him there. But I figured he had an email address in the text file that came along with it. So I'll just see if I can get some words directly from him. And sure enough, he wrote back to me and told me that he actually started his career as a bass player for a band that he was in for like 7 years.
I can totally see that because this is total chip rock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that simple bass line is just excellent in this song. It totally makes everything so much better. But then in November of 2015, he went to Chaos Constructions, which is a demo party that takes place in St. Petersburg, Russia. And there was a track there by MMCM called Farewell Summer, which earned first place in the AY Music Compo. And he was so impressed that he wanted to make his own stuff in the AY format. And he had no experience prior to that. And so he wrote back to me and he told me, I admire and respect the work of my fellow AY musicians, MMCM, NGSKRUJU, CJEF, Skillsman, Erzmay, Go To and Play, Lamer Pinky, and Factor 6. And all those guys, I think we've heard from almost nearly all of those guys at this point.
Yeah, we have.
But yeah, I mean, he has only been doing this for 2 years now.
That's awesome.
And to be able to produce something like that is nothing short of amazing.
Yeah, for sure. I remember on our Introduction to AY episode, towards the end, we played that track. I think it was called Turbo by Darkman 007. It was like a dual AY chip song. And it reminded me a lot of this. And I think this one only uses one chip, right?
Yeah.
So he's doing what Darkman did with two chips and one chip. But like you said, I think his experience in rock bands definitely shines through here. I mean, this sounds like kind of like a new metal, hard rock style track. What really stood out for me at first was the percussion, because it's standard rock drums, but then he's using the noise channel as the cymbals, and they're like crashing in different speakers back and forth. You know, like it's a real drum kit mic'd like it would be in a real rock band. So this, you know, he's got this experience in rock and, you know, recording this stuff. So he's kind of emulating that with this chip, and he's using that stereo effect really well.
Yeah.
I talk about stereo a lot this episode.
Yeah, we have.
I don't know why, but it's standing out to me today.
Yeah, maybe a 2016 trope. Who knows? It's the stereo effect. But yeah, the simple bass line, you know, I'm not disphemizing it in any sense. It's simple, but it's appropriate for the track. I think that having something that is kind of poppy at the same time, you have that very clean melody you can kind of hum along with, and having that bass kind of dancing underneath is just so incredibly fun to listen to. I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, he also wrote back to me that in the 1st of August 2016, he was contacted by Denis Grachev, and he had asked him if he could use this track for a demo he was working on. and he agreed to it. Dimitri agreed to it. And the track was, or the demo was called Light, and it was presented at Chaos Constructions 2016 in St. Petersburg, Russia. And it earned third place in the ZX Spectrum 640K demo compo.
Cool.
Pretty cool stuff. I mean, I think, you know, a brand new composer kind of coming in, at being asked to have his music play in a demo, that's also a very flattering thing. It must be really cool.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, you know, he's going to Chaos Constructions 2015 as a guest, and then he's entering 2016 as somebody with a work of art in
right.
it. So that's got to be a really good feeling.
Wow, that's, yeah. Now I'm just thinking about it, like, holy crap, man, this guy's legit. Anyways.
He made his dream come true, basically, in 1 year. So nice job, Dimitri.
Yeah, and he, you know what? The thing is, you almost picked a track from Quiet for this episode.
Yes, I did. He's got some amazing work. I had no idea that he hadn't been working on music for that long.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, chip music for that long.
Right.
But yeah, I had picked one, and then I started putting it in our little shared document where we share our tracks before we put them in the show, and I was like, oh man, you've already picked something from him, so I had to go get something else.
Yeah, so I could have picked like five different tracks that he did for this episode, because really, 2016 was a good year for him, and we got to see kind of what this new composer is all about and what he's going to start bringing to the table moving forward, and I think that's a pretty awesome thing for the scene.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what 2017 has in store for him.
Yeah. All right, so we are on to our last track. Ed, what do you have for us today?
My last track is called Journey, and this one is from Chrome of Rabinage. That was The Journey from Chrome of Rabinage. That was a 5 kilobyte SID file using the 6581 chip, which you don't hear that often from tracks written in 2016. Just a very upbeat, kind of dancey song. I felt it was a really good one to kind of go out on the show, leave on kind of a positive note. I like the nice bubbly arpeggios. It never really let me down anywhere. I just kind of bumped my way through it. It was fun.
I like this. I think that it's got some really cool changes. The song changes up, practically transforms into something new. Right after, I want to say, a minute, 30 seconds or something like that. It just completely transforms. And then it kind of stays in this new pattern for a while, and then it goes through a key change. But it's not just like a simple key change. It actually adds like these powerful scales that kind of push their way above the melody, which is kind of interesting, kind of unique, and does change it up. It's not just like your, you know, just like key change. You know, there's something more to it. There's some more meat added in, which is pretty nice. But this is a very enjoyable track. It's a really chill one to listen to. It's a fast-paced track. But it doesn't give me a fast-paced feeling. For me, this is like almost relaxing music for me. I really like that.
Yeah, no, it totally is. The tones are very, very smooth and relaxing. Mm-hmm. And the melody is very familiar sounding, not in the way that like I've heard this before when he's ripped somebody off, but it follows very comfortable chord changes and a very comfortable melody where you can kind of almost predict the notes that are coming next, and it doesn't surprise you too much as you go through it. It's just very comfortable.
Yeah,
feeling.
But that's not a bad thing because,
right,
you know, not the element of surprise is not always something to be excited about. You know, having something that's kind of predictable but then kind of shows you something new as it keeps going, I think, is what great music is all about. And this was
exactly
this is a really, really cool track. How did you end up finding it?
This one, it was part of the Evoke competition. So it took fourth place in Evoke on the Alternative Platforms compo. And so,
God, I must have heard this already.
Yeah, because we did kind of cover this a little bit throughout the year. And I guess maybe it just didn't stick out to us then, but it definitely stuck out to me now. So I really enjoyed it, and I figured I would put it in. Chrome, who also goes by the handle Lord Chrome, comes from Germany, and his real name is Siegfried Rudzinski. He was a member of People of Liberty. He helped work on Scene World magazine, and he was also a member of Skid Row and Superior Art Creations before he joined up with Rabinage. That's really all I have on him. I don't have much other information on him. I know he has been working on tracks for quite a while. He's mainly done music. He's done a little bit of code here and there, but he's primarily a composer. I've listened to some of his other stuff, and, you know, it sounds very similar to this. Some of the stuff is a little bit slower, but I never really heard anything that was, like, super glitchy or anything, like, crazy off the wall. He tends to stick to a kind of very traditional melody, and he does it very, very well.
Interesting guy. I wish we could figure out a little bit more about him, but, you know, that's kind of the double-edged sword to this show. You know, like, we do some research, and then we get short-ended somewhere else, so...
Yeah. Well, you know, and we also have a lot of composers and people in the scene that listen to the show. So, you know, if we don't have a lot of information on a guy and you happen to know him and you want to let him know that we played his track on our show and you want to reach out to him, then absolutely get him in touch with us. And we'd love to hear more about him and his music.
Yeah. Yep. No, that would be excellent because, like, you know, we've said countless times, there's not a lot of documentation for us to go off of. So anything, we're just trying to get the exposure out for these, you know, incredible artists. And I'm proud because I feel like we're doing a service to give extra recognition to these wonderful people that deserve it. And so I hope that, you know, in this show too, you learned something. You got some new tracks for your arsenal to listen to when you're driving or when you're drawing or when you're doing whatever or at work. And I think as the show goes into 2017, I think we're going to have a lot of really great stuff to cover and a lot of cool stuff to talk about.
Absolutely. And I also love seeing, you know, when people that wouldn't normally know each other that are in the scene start conversing about their craft on our Facebook page and kind of, you know, teaming up and sharing stories and stuff. It's really cool to see that happening. So speaking of, you know, art and people coming together on the Facebook page, Brian, did you want to talk a little bit about our logo?
Right. So when the Impulse Project started, I was just thinking to myself, okay, well, we need to have some kind of logo. So I'm just going to put something up temporarily. And when we actually start the show, we'll change it, we'll have something better. Well, that temporary logo actually just never changed. and we ended up just kind of getting lazy. It's like, I was telling Ed earlier, I was like, you know, it's one of those, you go to like a homepage in the 1990s and there's like that under construction sign and it's just like permanently there.
Those little rotating kinda, GIF files.
Yeah, that's kind of how our logo and our cover art looks. So we want to do kind of like a call for action, and to see if anybody listening, if any of you guys in our group are artists, scene artists, you know, we're looking for a style that promotes or describes demo scene music. So if you kind of got that art background in your mind and you've been doing stuff in the scene, reach out to us. You know, if we get a few entries, we'll kind of pick and choose and maybe have a vote or something on it. But really anything, like me and Ed aren't picky. We're happy to be part of this awesome community. And so I think it's time for us to get a new logo and some new artwork done.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, as a scene project, it would be great to have an actual true, you know, sceners help us create our vision and our logo and our branding and stuff. So that'd be really cool.
Right. So we got a lot of cool stuff lined up for this year, though. I'm excited. You know, kind of ideas we've been kicking around, and we're going to be kind of collaborating with some other websites that do chiptune stuff. And I think it's going to be an altogether fun and productive 2017. A lot of cool stuff for you guys to look forward to.
For sure. And, you know, like Brian said, we're going to try to maybe get a few more episodes out than we got out in 2016. But, you know, life happens. So sometimes it doesn't always work out that way. But, you know, we're trying to aim for at least a couple per month. So we'll see if we can make that. That's our New Year's resolution, I think.
I think every 2 weeks is a great New Year's resolution. And we'll just try to stick to that the best we can.
Absolutely.
Anyways, if you guys like the show, you know, find us on iTunes, leave us a review. That always is awesome. If you want to join us and see what we're up to, ImpulseCast is the Twitter handle, and we are on Facebook at Facebook.com/Impulse Project. Join in the group and share your thoughts and feelings with us.
For sure. And you can also check out our other video game music podcasts. Brian does Pixelated Audio, and I do Pixel Tunes Radio. And you can also find me on Twitter at Ruiner9.
And I am at Doki Doki Panic. Don't ask.
Okay, I won't. But I already know the story, so I don't have to ask.
All right. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you back in 2 weeks for our next episode.
Thanks for a great 2016, guys, and here's to an awesome 2017. Peace out.